Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run a risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Welcome back to another episode of Common Ground, right here live on 106.75 and 3. Voice of the Free. You can text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-5687. This is Melissa Lucas, and I am here with Marissa June, our producer, Red Bull Ronnie, the co-creator, Paul Lavoie, the operations manager, and my co-host, Jim Cheney.
You know, it's different when you call it an episode.
It is an episode. Oh, no. Did you not have the Cheerios with the beer this morning?
No, I had the Eggos and the bacon.
Oh.
And only one person showed up.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, today we have a special guest, Bonnie. Welcome to the show. Bonnie is a long-time Lake Havasu City resident. How long have you lived here?
25 years.
25 years. And you are very involved in all of the politics and all of the things.
Yeah.
An observer?
Yes. Before 2020, I want to say, I really did not pay attention or understand as much about city politics as I do now.
Same.
Because it wasn't on my, I thought it wasn't my job. I wasn't.
100% that was exactly me. And would tell the pandemic, when the governors took my restaurants away and said, your lifetime's worth of work is not essential. That was what did it for me. Because I was the most unpolitical person ever. My husband even made me register to vote.
Oh, my
like,
God.
I know. I had a kid vote the same year I could vote. It was when Obama was racing for governor. That was president. That was the first time that I registered to vote. Because my husband made me.
Nice.
Yeah. Very, very unpolitical until that happened. And now I'm involved in all of the things.
Now I enjoy going to all the city council meetings and just asking all the questions that I get told nobody ever asks those questions. We're thankful that you do that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's awesome, too, that you'd go to the local city councils. And I mean, that's where it all gets started. You start in your own backyard and then go from there. This week we're going to be talking about the partial shutdown of the government and who's responsible and why. Well, you got some words to say about that, my friend?
I have nothing to say.
Nothing to say about
that?
I'm a traveler, so I got a lot to say about the TSA part.
Throw you for a loop.
I want to know, Jim, why is it TSA the first to go? Like, can't we just take from, like, the Parks and Recs guy or something? Why does it always have to be Homeland Security?
Well, with the federal government, we don't exactly have Parks and Rec. We have the National Park Service.
Okay.
Okay.
But couldn't we take...
And they have things like rangers who do things that have to keep the peace. It's, you know, here it is spring break and we're in Havasu.
Yeah.
We're right in the heartbeat of Havasu. And, you know, you might need a park ranger.
True.
But
if you can't get through TSA to get here...
Well, is it that it's the only thing that's truly affecting the people?
That you mean like that's their incentive? Like
you travel, right?
Yes, I do every week.
So every week you're flying from here to
Portland to Vegas to Portland.
One of them liberal states, and you go up there and you fly, and so this starts to affect you. But if you know I don't fly, it doesn't affect me. The first time, years ago, they shut down the government, and they spent more money, in my opinion. I haven't seen the spreadsheet, but they had people who work for the Park Service at every entrance to the Lake Mead recreational area, which is part of the service, out there on these roads to close the park. They were spending more money to keep it closed than to keep it open. This last one, they just, you know, if you found the back road in to the Nevada side of Telephone Cove, you could go. You know, you're out there at your own risk, but you always are, right?
Yeah. Did you see where Trump was going to send ICE in to take over, to fill in for TSA?
And then the liberals said, if you do that, oh, you're making our airports more dangerous. And that is pointing the finger, the guilty party pointing a finger.
How so?
ICE is not dangerous until you start attacking them.
Okay, that's fair. Would you agree with that, Bonnie?
I'm going to believe that most people are not dangerous until you start attacking them.
True. So I'm up there in the Northwest, and so I'm watching all the news also. So the Oregonian put out a big thing, which is the big newspaper up there, that ICE is coming to Portland. And then they, the news, Channel 2, said the same thing, that ICE is coming. And then the next day they said, ICE is not going to come to Portland. You're okay. And Portland Airport was actually much, much smoother and much quicker to get through than Las Vegas was last week for me. Flying out of Vegas, I had a 1,000 people deep line on my way up in Terminal 3. They added a whole bunch of extra switchbacks. They had so many people that the line actually went the entire length of the airport. I've never seen it like that ever. And I'm on that plane twice a week for almost 8 years now. Never seen that. And in Portland, yesterday they brought out their emotional support llama. Did you know that Portland has an emotional, like a real llama, like a camel, you know, like llama, an emotional support llama.
At
the airport. I have pictures. Yeah. I posted them on my Facebook. But yeah, I'm not kidding. They brought out the emotional support llama, and they've also been really taking care of their own. They have a big box of donations for people, travelers, to put in. They were, you know, tuna fish and cereal.
Who's paying for the llama?
I don't know. I didn't look that up.
How much does a llama cost?
He hangs out there a lot. I've met the llama multiple times. He's the Portland Airport emotional support llama.
Now,
I don't know how often they break him out. Maybe once a month or...
The city of Portland pays for the llama?
I don't know. The Port of Portland owns the airport. The llama's probably some volunteer group. Some do-gooders trying to help calm people.
Well,
I don't
feel good today because I haven't hugged my llama.
Yeah. Well, come to Portland. You didn't know. You guys don't know about the emotional support llama. Oh, man.
May I suggest heading to Oatman and you can hug Walter, the mayor?
What? Oatman has a donkey mayor?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, you got to go up there and meet the donkey.
Portland did put the airport, was the grand marshal of the parade 1 year. Was the Portland airport carpet. They put it on in the front of the parade.
Interesting.
Portland's a different place.
I don't know that I can get behind emotional support llamas, but I love cities that have, like, their mayor's a donkey or a dog.
Awesome.
But interesting. So I don't think the llama is responsible for the shutdown.
We do have a text. It says, I haven't followed what's going on because I'm over it with the government being shut down in some form every week. Does anyone actually know why they shut down? Like a budget not get passed? How the heck does the government just partially shut down and not fully? It doesn't make sense to me.
That's a very, very good question. So it is affecting Homeland Security the most, it seems like. The shutdown began on Valentine's Day.
That affects you.
Yeah, it does affect me. But, I mean, I guess I'm not the norm. Most people aren't flying every 4 days. So it started on the 14th, and so far we're at 39 days. It's the second largest in U.S. history. And it's it's because of a bill, the bill not being signed. Now, there was one Democrat that did sign, I want to say on the 12th, Fetterman. He was the one that he did switch over, but they're still holding out. The root cause says the shutdown stems from a stalemate in Congress over funding for DHS, and it's tied to disputes on immigration enforcement reforms, particularly regarding ICE. And this follows incidents like the killing of Alex Peretti by CBP agents, which after the Democrats pushed for changes and restrictions on immigration operations as a condition for funding, while Republicans have fought to maintain or strengthen the enforcement without these concessions. So the House Republicans have passed DHS funding. The Senate bills keep failing. So that's the problem. It's with Congress. The bills repeatedly keep failing. They can't reach the 60 vote, which is the threshold needed to advance.
Okay. The left doesn't want to pay for Homeland Security.
That's what it's boiling
they
down
to. They want
to
say
yes.
It's not essential. Okay. Marissa, about what is a partial government shutdown? Well, like they shut down the Lake Mead Recreation Area, the Grand Canyon, okay? That they say it isn't necessary. I had an incident where I called, I wasn't quite sure who to call when I saw what I saw happening out in the river, and I called the Bureau of, Army Corps of Engineers.
What did you see happening in the river?
And I was shocked. The guy answered the phone because of the government shutdown. And I sent him pictures, and he goes, oh, my. And
pictures of what?
My contractor neighbor from Newport Beach had his earth movers and great big excavator almost halfway across the river, building a berm line in the river so the water doesn't affect his ability to put his boat on a trailer.
Wait, so he's like
making
a little...
In the current of the river.
Like
so
dam?
He's making his own underwater dam, and he's going to break props. And one of my neighbors is like, oh, he's got a permit. No, they don't give permits for that. And when you start looking into the law, it's one of those things, if you know better, the penalties are double.
The waterways, right?
And they were... I was shocked that, you know, they answered the phone. And they said, no, he doesn't have a permit to do this, okay? That it's, well, the Bureau of Reclamation, they're in charge of the dams, so that's necessary,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Is it necessary that you fly?
Well, yes. I'm the boss of both restaurants.
Is it going to kill you if you don't?
Will it kill me? No, but one of my businesses would have
to
close.
Yeah, but it's not... It's not a survival issue, right? Okay. Shut the dams off,
I don't know.
And then water starts spilling over the dams,
right.
Well, then Bullhead City and Havasu have a problem.
Yeah.
Right? Those
right.
guys have to go to work. Okay. What is happening is the left is saying, we don't like ICE anymore. We don't like them. We need to reform them, okay? And one of their reforms that they want to do for ICE is say no roving patrols. This infuriates me. When my dad retired, he bought an avocado grove. It wasn't really big, but it was like in Escondido and Valley Center, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You get out there, you're chopping weeds. The water's coming on. It goes, sounds like a rattlesnake. You roll down the hill. Okay. Border Patrol goes in their little green Broncos through those hills of Escondido and Valley Center looking for illegal aliens that have come across the border. That's what they do with roving patrols. That's what they have always done. They don't always just sit at the check station by Camp Pendleton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They do roving patrols. And then the right says, we don't want them to do roving patrols because, well, they did it in the streets of Minneapolis. Well, yeah, and who are they picking up? And you're out there trying to stop them. So they're trying to point anger at, they're trying to make ICE bad guys. And unfortunately, a lot of people are buying it, aren't they, Bonnie?
They are.
I don't buy anything. I don't have the money for all that stuff. I don't have the time for all that stuff. In my opinion, the whole government issue is the fact that they don't see each other as teammates anymore. When the government used to work together as a team and decided, I mean, even though they had opposing views and opposing thoughts, they still came together and made a way to work things out.
See, yeah.
And on that, Bonnie, I'm going to agree with you 100%.
Yeah, they need a common ground there. The House and the Senate needs a common ground. We need to just get in there
and
fix
that. And the only one
that
seems to be doing it is Mark Fetterman. Who would have known? And and Marissa's over here doing... doing a whirly bird with both fingers at the same time. We got to wrap it up and go to a break. And you're going to say that we're listening to
106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free.
KNTR.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. Remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen to us on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley, Needles, and 106.7 right here live in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Marissa, what you got for us?
All right. I'm actually going to do our This Day in Music first today.
Nice.
Why we are playing Fleetwood Mac. Today in 1977, Fleetwood Mac released Dreams from their 11th studio album Rumors as a single. It became the only U.S. number one hit single, and Stevie Nicks wrote that song in around 10 minutes on a day when she wasn't required in the main studio. And now for our sponsors, Blonzy Steakhouse, mouth-watering steaks and a breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's date night or brunch with friends, great taste is always on the menu. Blonzy's is where Havasu eats, off London Bridge Road and in Desert Hills. Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, they're the small-town store with the biggest auto and hardware selection in the area. GoldenValleyHardware.com, just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley. Now with a massive paint center, I cannot talk today. Annie's Thrift Shop. Shopping at Annie's Thrift Store isn't just about great deals, it's about giving back. Every purchase helps support local charities, making your find more than just a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store, thrifting with a purpose. Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes. Find out what your ride is worth today at Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge, Jeep.com, off East Andy Devine in Kingman. And Neat Pool and Supply, serving Lake Havasu since 1970. From expert consultations to top-notch supplies and service, they got everything for pools and spas. Family-owned and operated right in the heart of Havasu. It's where your backyard oasis begins, at 52 Scott Drive.
All right. Thank you, Marissa. You can text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-KNTR. All right. Where were we?
Well, I think we were kind of at the point of, and I was starting to lean into a point that I didn't quite get to, is to what is necessary in the government, okay? So, like, when I had this issue happening in front of my place, I was like, so I'm going to call the Army Corps of Engineers. They told, and they answered the phone. The government had shut down just a couple days earlier. I was shocked. The guy actually answered the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told him what was happening. He says, you need to talk to the Bureau of Reclamation. And that guy answered the phone. He goes, let me give you my personal cell phone number, send me those pictures. And I did. And they're like, oh my gosh. Okay. Well, what happens is, what is necessary and what isn't necessary? Well, the people that have traditionally always added layers of government FDR, Kennedy, Truman. We need to have a committee for that. We need to regulate that. Well, do we really? Do we really? Because there's a lot of things, you know, the TSA, it's affecting your life
mm-hmm.
because you fly.
Right.
All of us, face it, the fact is, you live in Havasu, and Oregon, I live in Bullhead City, it's across from Laughlin, we are a tourist town.
Mm-hmm.
Towns.
And it's spring break.
And you're doing a whole lot better on spring break than Laughlin, Bullhead.
You think?
I'll tell you that. Yeah, there's a whole lot more here.
Oh, Lake Havasu, yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole lot more
I think MTV put us on the map for spring break. Way back in the day, the Girls Gone Wild, and
yeah.
there was some stuff. I wasn't old enough to watch it, but...
You weren't.
No, but I remember,
I remember
my parents saying something about that.
I was old enough to live it.
Were you?
Did
you ever come here on spring break when you were a kid?
Well, a little kid before Denny got with his buddies and went to MTV and made that happen.
Oh.
Denny was a bar owner out in Orange County, came out here. You know, you need to make this a big thing. Growing up, you know, spring break, you did Easter, and you went on vacation with your mom and dad, in my case, to Parker or Havasu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what we did. I get into college at Iowa, who is now in the Sweet 16. Boom. And those guys are like, we got to go to South Padre. I go, you want to go to Texas for a break? Anyway, back to our point here.
Mm-hmm.
What is necessary? There's a lot of things that are shut down. And people don't care.
You got
and
another,
I think we have a
text
message.
We do have, this is a follow-up text. I didn't get to it last break. But they said, well, shoot, so our government is just going to make a national security issue by not funding DHS. That's super bright. There should be a fallback for this.
And I'm with them 100.
You know, it sounds kind of scary when you're saying that we're going to cut funding for the Homeland Security, especially when we're in... You know, Operation Epic Fury.
And we're going to point fingers at you and call you a bully and say that you're wrong because you want to have ICE. I want ICE to get rid of people that are bad people.
Right.
Bonnie?
So, something that I've noticed over the years is voter apathy. And the whole reason we have a government issue is because of voter apathy. People aren't getting out to vote as much as they used to, and I think that's on both sides of the aisle. When I pulled the numbers, or I looked at the numbers, just my own basic weird math, because sometimes the numbers, I'm not very good at them, but I enjoy following them through. And I'm not trying to say her name incorrectly, but the representative that last time was put on hold for being put into office in Tucson, her special election she represents 80,000 people
mm-hmm.
in Tucson. Approximately out of that, there's 800,000. There's 600,000 approximate eligible voters. And for her race, her alone got like 93,000 votes. And she was the winner. Because only approximately, I'm going to guess, about 150,000 people out of 600,000 people took the time to vote. So that either means that other 400,000 people either wanted her to be their representative or they didn't believe their vote counts anymore.
Oof. That's in Tucson?
Yes. So if that's just one city, and I know we experienced that here in Lake Havasu as well because of our voter turnout for our city council, and that's just two areas. I imagine that's the way it is across the whole country.
Right. Well, Arizona specifically is really getting some scrutiny about the voting. And it is outrageous, actually, how long it took them, the governor one, for example, was it? How I can't remember how long it took for them to count the votes before. It was the one between Lake and Robeson. That one took, what, 10 days or something before KTR finally just conceded. And
you know,
it was.
I was thinking about this the other day, and in America, all of a sudden, we have trouble counting votes.
Right.
But I'm doing my NCAA pool.
Mm-hmm.
There are millions of people that do it, you know, pick their bracket, and
right.
within seconds. It can be updated, and it can tell me exactly what place I'm in. And ESPN can pull this off, but we can't
right.
do it
and
to count the vote.
And if we can put...
And why? Because we're waiting until somebody's not looking, and we're putting a box over here and
right.
a box over there.
And use
and it's
this
on
Sharpie.
Film. And you have liberals that say, and they continue to do it, they say, oh, there is no evidence that there is widespread... voting fraud. Well, they have this qualifying thing in there. No evidence widespread. They're actually telling you there's voter fraud.
Right.
And they're pointing a finger at you and say, oh, you're just being a sore loser. You know? And now their new catchphrase. It doesn't matter if they win or lose the argument. They just call you a bully. And then they think they won.
Yeah.
You know?
The voter fraud thing is scary to me. That's like our sacred right as
yep.
Americans. We are, you know, democratic country, democracy built on you vote and your vote matters. And I don't know. I just, that's maybe partly why I was so unpolitical forever because I didn't think my vote counted. I didn't think my voice mattered. That's why I didn't register to vote. And I was so focused on just, my life and raising my kids and survival that it didn't matter to me. I didn't think it affected me. I didn't know until that first press conference during the pandemic, the very, very beginning when the governor said, you're closed. Today is your last day.
Did they come in with guns?
I did not find out because I hold a lottery license and a liquor license and I was not going to defy governor order. I was very, very, very careful.
So they found where to twist your arm.
They can't. If I lose that liquor license, I lose everything. You know, that liquor license
yeah.
and that lottery license. And lottery and liquor are married. So if you have, this is my Oregon bar, has poker machines. And that's how I'm able to do both restaurants, is those poker machines pay for everything. It's a lot easier to make money off of video poker than slinging chicken fried steaks. By the way, I should have got that second restaurant in Nevada.
It's also easier to launder money.
But, oh my gosh, tax shelter. So, it didn't affect me. And I feel like I'm one of many, many people out there who I just didn't realize that how much voting matters. And it doesn't matter what side you're on. To get out there and make your voice heard. And if enough of them do, people like Charlie Kirk, for example, I believe that he did make a difference in that last election, and it was his voice. All right, so on that, we're going to cut to a break, and we'll be right back here in a couple minutes. Welcome back to Common Ground, right here live on 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. Marissa, what you got for us?
All right. Here are our sponsors. Trailside Firearms and Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, new iron, old iron, full collections, and if you're looking for something special or hard to find, Trailside makes it happen. Getting a fair deal and what you want today. This is the trail you take. TrailsideFTC.com, Main Street, Havasu. Stubby's Red Wagon Barbecue, where the barbecue is slow-smoked, award-winning big flavors, and Hank the Tank, the propane pig, raises questions no one wants answered. Best barbecue in Havasu. Get your fix today behind the Cigar Bar, corner of Scott Drive and Main Street. Parker's Collision Center, locally world-famous, and they accept all insurances. Parker Collision is the only shop in Mojave County with a state-of-the-art paint booth big enough for RVs to 18-wheelers. From fender benders to full-size giants, take it over to two decades of experience. Parker Collision Center, 10479 Brockman Road, Mojave Valley. Perfectly Pressed Cleaners. Life's busy, but your laundry doesn't have to be. They'll handle it all. Dry cleaning, everyday laundry, and even delivery right to your door for just $10 from Kingman to Parker. Let the pros do the washing while you do the living. 2231 McCulloch Boulevard, North Havasu. And our newest sponsor, Bullhead Vape Shop. Not your typical vape store. No weird smells, no cluttered shelves, no cheap mystery products. Just clean, high-quality vapes and a better experience every time you walk in. Bullhead Vape Bundle Deal gets you a disposable for just $17.50. Two locations, just before Needles in Mojave Valley and just north of Camp Mojave Road off the 95 Fort Mojave. And I have a second music history today. While I'm playing Van Halen today, in 1986, Van Halen releases their album 5150, their first album with new frontman Sammy Hagar. All right, guys, back to you.
All right. And also, three of our sponsors are locations for your chance to win a four-day pass to Country Thunder. Enter today at Martin Swanee Kingman, Annie's Thrift Store, and Trailside Firearms. Just visit them in person and enter the contest. Also, we got another message in that says, we need a law that states Congress does not get paid during shutdown, but essential services like TSA do. What do you think about that, Bonnie?
Oh, I would agree with that.
That the politicians don't get paid?
I actually believe that the politicians probably shouldn't. If they're, depending upon their level of, a lot of them should not get paid. They should just be paid minimum wage. Period.
Really?
Yes.
Who?
Like all politicians.
Governors?
Whatever level of, you're in there for service. You're in there to help others. If you're in there, I mean, you should be able to.
How are they all getting rich?
Like, okay, so many of them have two or three, four different jobs, right? They're not just a politician. They're a landowner. They're a homeowner. They're a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
So they have multiple businesses and stuff. So they're not just already reliant on their funds from being a politician. They're not reliant on the funds from being a governor. They're not reliant on the funds from being the...
So, Melissa, you own restaurants and you have bars, right?
Yes.
Do you have a bartender that's gone from the standard bartender wage to within a couple of years being a multimillionaire?
I haven't had that happen yet.
You haven't had that happen?
No.
How did AOC do that?
Magic.
What about Pelosi?
Magic. Now, wait a minute.
Oh.
No. Magic. No. What's the magic? You want to pay these people minimum wage to be politicians. You want them to have no money. Well, when they have no money, what do they have to do? They make a backroom deal. They're getting paid off. They're buying things. And the next thing you know, AOC is a millionaire pointing fingers at Republicans saying how bad they are.
Except... right now, all over the country, in race after race, there are people wishing that the middleman, that the unrepresented person who isn't made of money, would be running for office. But they're not running for office because it's all about the money. That's what people see. It's like, it's all about the money. The people I talk to always say, it's all about the money. It's all about the money. You can't do this without the money. That's why the good people are not in there running for office, because they don't have the money.
Do you think that it's fair to argue that somebody with a whole lot of money and they run for office because they love their country, that they can't be bought, that it's easier to buy off a person with no money?
It's easier to buy off a person who can be bought off, period. It doesn't matter, because no matter how much money you have, if you have something that you love more than anything, you can be bought off, period. It doesn't matter how much money you have.
I got a text in question for you. Consider this. We are in the process of regime change in Iran. Okay? At the same time, we know that there are sleeper cells in the United States. But the Democrats deny funding for transportation security, as in air travel. Aren't congressmen and senators sworn to protect and defend the Constitution and not their personal opinions?
Correct.
I think you're coming over to our side, Bonnie.
I think we do have common ground with that, too, as well. That's a really good point, whoever texted that in. Thank you so much for that.
And it's correct.
It is correct.
There are people in this country who want to do harm to this country, and we've let them in this country.
I've got another one here that says open borders, pushing for no voter ID, you do the math.
Yep. Why? And this is another thing that's brought the shutdown into being, the Save America Act. Bonnie, why don't Democrats want only citizens of the United States to vote?
Okay, you might have to rephrase that. I may have misunderstood it. From what I heard, you were asking me why don't Democrats want only citizens
to vote?
I'm certain that they do, but...
They don't. They don't want to have ID. They want to make it possible for illegals to vote. They want reporters in the news to say things like this. I saw something... a Sacramento mother. They call her a Sacramento mother. No, she was an illegal alien ordered to be deported in 2019. And the reporter wants to say she's a Sacramento mother and different people. And they want that Sacramento mother, who is in fact an illegal alien, to be able to vote. Why do you want that?
I don't want that. I'm not Democrat, but I don't understand.
What are you?
I'm just me.
Are you independent? You call yourself independent, or you're...
I like to think of myself as a Washington voter. George Washington believed that our party's two-party system would destroy our country, and we can see that playing out now completely. So, yeah. Hmm.
Two wings from the same bird?
Exactly. The Democrat Party and the Republican Party were actually one time... long ago, combined, they were the Democrat-Republican Party.
Here's another one. The Dems are just solidifying more votes for Republicans. Mm-hmm. Start messing with people's travel and messing with people's pay for no logical good reason. And those who are Democrat will abandon the party.
I would, I would love to agree with that person texting there. However, there's some polls showing that the majority of Americans are now blaming the Republicans for this shutdown.
Again, it's both of them. The Republicans don't seem to want to come to that common ground, that middle ground of the give and take. They're not willing to sit and talk. It's easier to point fingers from both sides. Democrats want to blame Republicans.
Okay, Bonnie, isn't it the Democrats that are saying, no, we will not fund ICE. We absolutely will not fund ICE. And this Save America Act is a threat to our democracy. The fact that we want to have votes, the Democrats are saying, is a threat to our democracy, that we want only the people that are citizens to vote, to vote. And Democrats are calling that a threat to democracy. And somehow or another, a large group of people in America is buying that. And I'm at a loss for that. Can you explain to me why we want illegals to vote?
Voter apathy.
Oh, because nobody...
No, that's not the right answer.
Any vote's better than no vote?
Hear.
No.
That's the answer you don't want to hear. But when people aren't willing to vote, the numbers show that there are less people voting than there are who are eligible to vote. So
correct.
we are not being ruled by the majority that we think we are being ruled
by. What I wanted you to explain to me is why do Democrats want illegal aliens to vote. That has nothing to do with voter apathy.
Because they are past the voter apathy. If you're here illegally and you're being told to vote directed, you don't care about the voter apathy if somebody's paying you to vote a certain way.
Wouldn't it be wild, though, to go to, like, to go to Paris or something and then vote there?
Oh, yeah.
For, like,
I would love to vote for Macron.
But I knew I picked France because Emmanuel Macron. That's something I think we have in common, as we've done a little research on that guy. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back, right here live on 106.753, Voice of the Free. Welcome back to Common Ground. We are here with Bonnie and talking about the partial government shutdown. Who's responsible? How are we going to fix it? How can we get this resolved?
Vote differently next time.
Vote differently, yes. Vote differently is, that is, that's. It, I mean, it really does all go down to voting, because we put these people in a position to speak our voices.
Yep.
And sometimes when they get on that platform, they don't speak our voices anymore. They
correct.
They change. And even our president, who said he wasn't going to have forever
wars. How would voting
wars,
differently?
Voting different people. I also think term it. Limits. If we get term limits and get people out of there.
May I make a suggestion?
I mean, sure. I'm trying.
Stop
to
voting for evil. When the when
there
it comes
you go
to
again.
You can say it all you want, but when it comes to voting, we were always told you have to vote for the lesser of two evils. But what happens is
you
people
were told that
100 times. You have to vote for the lesser of two evils, but you're still voting evil.
I was as well.
So, yeah. So what happens if you don't vote for evil to begin with?
What if you voted for good?
That's the whole point.
Good versus evil. Yes, and They're on both sides. There's good and bad on both sides.
Well, another thing I think they need to add is they have a minimum age to be president. I think they need to add a cap because, like, some of these, as they get older, like, I'm sorry, Trump seems like he's losing it a little bit.
You're age shaming.
How come? Okay, so speaking of age shaming, when I was a kid, we voted, my parents voted at the elementary schools. Same day, they brought their ID, they went down there, they voted, and we knew by that night who won. Across the nation, we could count, and we knew immediately. And we didn't have the internet and all the things that we have now. Why does it take 10 days to find out who the governor is in Arizona, or however long it took to count those votes? And that's just one state, not across the nation, like when I was a kid. And secondly, if we can put serial numbers on $20 bills, why can't we put serial numbers on ballots?
Because then they know how you voted, and the secrecy goes away.
So
now, last week we had somebody call, and we're starting to run out of time, but somebody once upon a time when I moved here 38 years ago tried to tell me that in Mojave County they could tell. There's somebody in the office could tell how you voted. But that's why you don't want serial numbers on ballots, because then it's no longer secret. Somebody knows how you voted.
Well, is that, I mean, why is that?
I'll give you an example. Oh, I'm going to say this on the air.
Okay.
I was working at Knott's Berry Farm. Union was trying to come in. I didn't want to be a union worker. I didn't want to give them money. But it was so overwhelming that the union was going to be voted out that I voted yes for the union. Because I said, if everybody votes against the union, they're going to stick it to us. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And overwhelmingly, it went through. Okay? No union. and immediately, almost right afterwards, we had a wage freeze. Which told me I felt I was right.
What did you do at Knott's Berry Farms? Just
the mine ride, which is why every time we do this opening and there's that line about keeping your hands
inside the conversation.
We have just under 2 minutes here, guys, so common ground for today.
Well, I think we found a little bit of common ground that we all need to vote, even though that didn't have anything to do with our topic, really, but it kind of did. What do you think, Bonnie?
I think I'm going to find common ground on Saturday when I go help have Sue on the Rocks Marathon. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Nice. Well, Jim, what do you think?
I think we found common ground because I think Bonnie started to see that maybe we need to keep the vote real. And yes, we're talking about Arizona right across the river. We have California. There's a thing out there on the voting thing, too, where it does start to look like, yeah, actually they did find fraud. And it's not totally confirmed, but there seems to be almost overwhelming evidence that there was, in fact, voter fraud in Riverside County and over here in Arizona.
And we need to keep talking. We need to keep talking, just like Charlie Turk said, you know. Yeah, keep talking.
Prove because, wrong, you would say.
Yeah, keep talking and don't stop talking, because that's when bad things happen, is when you stop talking. And Congress needs to sit across the table and resolve this, because we don't have time for this. There's so much other things going on. We need our Homeland Security back.
Especially now.
Yes, especially now.
We've got
now
this military conflict going on.
All right.
Is
well,
this KNTR?
106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5 and 106.3, The Voice of the Free.